May I have your attention, please? Sriracha love, everyone. My name is Future Priestess Maggie, and I'd like to serve you forever as the priestess starting very soon. It is now start finding your seats for Sabbath services.
My name is Yashalana, and I'd like to serve you forever as a priestess starting very soon. It's a privilege and an honor to present to you the future priests and priestesses now entering the sanctuary.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is Peter Priestess Tassaria, and I want to serve you forever as priestess starting very soon. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Romans presentation. Isn't it a wonderful Sabbath? It is a privilege and honor to present to you our first speaker, Peter Priest Bacoria.
Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yah be with each and every one of you. Today, I'll be talking about Yahshua Messiah. As we all know, Yahshua was a righteous man who stood up for righteousness and who followed Yahweh's laws perfectly. He was humble. He had a humble, righteous attitude. He set the example for us of servitude, serving others, not only on the Sabbath day, but every day. This is how we show true love in the great house of Yah. By having a righteous, humble attitude. When someone asks us to do something that we really don't want to do, we should still do it anyways, but do it with a willing and humble heart. Yahshua was also persecuted for all the things he taught. By telling the people to repent of their sins, he was looked down upon. People spit in his face, but he did not retaliate. He was not going to stop teaching Yahweh's laws. This is how we should be in the great house of Yahweh. When we are being looked down upon or persecuted for keeping Yahweh's laws, we should always remember what Yahshua Messiah went through and how he did not retaliate, but instead he prayed to Yahweh. Yahweh forgive them, for they do not know what they did. And if you all have your books of Yahweh, if you would please turn over to 1 Kefa 3, verse 8 through 9. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, full of brotherly love. Not repaying evil for evil, nor reviling with reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this so that you may inherit the blessing of Yah. If you also turn over to Romans 12, verse 16 to 21. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate yourselves with the humble. Verse 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with righteousness. We shall all take this to heart, all the examples Yahshua has set for us. Remember, when we are being persecuted for teaching Yahweh's laws, we do not retaliate in actions or by our words. Remember, we do not retaliate in actions or by our words. Always remember the prayer Yahshua prayed to Yahweh. Yahweh forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And with this, if you all please stand. I'd like to turn the services over to the great future priestess Belai.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is future priestess Belai, and I want to serve you forever as a priestess starting very soon. It's a privilege and an honor to turn the services over to future priestess Tanner for prayer.
And now I would like to turn it over to the first speaker, future priestess Nora.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is future priestess Nora, And the title of my speech is The 5 W's for You. I would like to teach you the who, what, where, when, and why of the house of Yahweh. Could you please get your pens? You may be seated. Could you please get your pens and paper ready to take notes? And listen carefully as we go through these scriptures. My first W is who? Who did Yahweh choose in these last days to teach us? Yes, you guessed it. Pastor Yisrael Hawkins. We see this in Isaiah 41, verse 8 to 9. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, who I have chosen, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called you from the furthest parts of it and said to you, you are my servant, I have chosen you and have not cast you away. W number 2. What? What will he, Israel Hawkins, teach? Say it after me. The 630 laws of Yahweh. Excellent. This is shown in Isaiah 11, verse 2 to 3, and Hebrews 10, verse 16. For the third W, when? Where do we go? Of course, the house of Yahweh established in these last days. We see this in Isaiah 2, verse 2. It will come to pass in the last days that the mountain promotion of the house of Yahweh will be established in the chief of the nations and will be raised above all congregations, and all nations will eventually flow to it. W number 4. Why? Why do we go to the house of Yahweh? To learn the way to peace, to become teachers, to act as able, Deuteronomy 7, verse 9, to obtain eternal life, to learn Yahweh's way, and to receive salvation. Last W, number 5. When do we go to the house of Yahweh? If you said 3 times a year, you got it right. Give yourself a clap. We clearly see this in Leviticus 23 and Deuteronomy 60 verse 16. 3 times a year, all shall appear in front of you, in front of Yahweh, at the place he will choose. Now we all know the 5 important W's of the house of Yahweh. If we do this 5 W's, Father Yahweh will set us high above all nations on the earth as his kings and priestesses. The feet of Yahweh is only. There is a way, and you are invited. Come and rejoice with us. I hope to see you here at the place that Yahweh has chosen. At this time, can you please play the song?
Shabbat Shalom, Saints of Yahweh!
I found my Paul in the house of Yahweh, among the saints, the chosen one. I was taught the law, a peaceful solution.
bless your understanding. I love you.
It is a privilege and honor to present to you our next speaker, Hedros Fanai Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, great saints of Yahweh. You may be seated. Now, today we have a very special program for you. We know that you have worked hard during the week. This is your reward. Yahweh has allowed us, praise Yahweh, to prepare for us true peace, joy, and love in the great house of Yahweh. And there is no other place. If you want it true, it has to be in Yahweh's great house. Taught to us by the great Last Days Witness. Now, I did tell the directors that I was not going to speak or anything right now because we had our pretty speech, our lovely song. But I cannot resist telling you what I saw on the news. It said, I was running around and the news said, scientists have found another theory that is going to debunk the theory of the Big Bang or the Big Bang theory. Did any one of you see that? Scientists has found another theory that's going to debunk the Big Bang theory. Did you bring your dictionaries? So who knows what the word debunk means? Anybody? You want me to find it? Okay. Debunk. It means to expose the exaggeration or the false of a situation. This is your new word for the week. Remember it and use it. Debunk. It is to expose the exaggerated or something false. The Big Bang Theory. And the man continued to express that everything in the Big Bang Theory now is going to be, what did you tell us all this time? Check your dictionaries out and see what it means. Now, for our special program we have for you today, we'd like to introduce to you first our first speaker, Great Deaconess Yisraelia. Praise Yahweh.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. If you will turn with me in your book of Yahweh to 1 Timothy chapter 3. And we're going to read from verse 15. And actually, the Khan this morning said that in his prayer, if you were listening. Okay, verse 15 says, "But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know the right and proper way to conduct yourself in the house of Yahweh, who are the called out ones of the living Father, the pillar and ground of the truth." And then if you turn to Ecclesiastes, chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, "Keep your foot, watch your step when you go to the house of Yahweh, and be more ready to listen than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not understand that they do evil." And the side note A, by watch your step, it says, watch what you say and do. And then in verse 2, it says, "Do not be rash, reckless with your mouth. Do not think of hastily uttering a word before Yahweh. Yahweh is in heaven, and you are on earth, so let your words be few." So today we're going to talk about our words, the way we talk to people, the way we treat people, and what we say. Because remember, when you say something, you can never take it back. You can say something and throw out, like if you're talking to your friends and you'll say something and you're like, okay, I take that back. But is it actually taken back? It's not. And if you say something that's hurtful to someone, whether you know it or not, just because you were quickly speaking or not thinking before you spoke, you can't take it back. And even if you apologize to the person, they can remember that for a long time, even if they forgive you. They might still remember it because words hurt. And we have to be very careful what we say to people. That's what it says in Ecclesiastes, not to be rash and reckless. How are we treating each other? How are we being kind to others? These are simple things that we learn in the Peaceful Solution, and sometimes we just forget to apply them because we're not thinking and we want to talk faster than we listen. And we always hear, we have two ears and one mouth. Double the time that you're listening and shrink the time that we're saying things without thinking first. I'm going to remind you of last year at Passover, Pastor told us that this year at Passover, we would be in Yahweh Shema. Are we there? Not yet. Why not? Think about it. Why aren't we there? Pastor sees what we can be. Pastor sees what our potential is. Yahweh sees what our potential is. But are we working hard enough to attain that? What's holding us back? Are we attacking each other instead of building each other up? Are we being rash with our words? Are we treating each other kindly? What's holding us back from achieving Pastor's dream for us? It's us. Yahweh's waiting on us to bring the kingdom. We're not waiting for Pope Francis to decide to start nuclear war. No. Yahweh's waiting on us. When we start thinking before we speak, start thinking before we say something about someone else that attacks them or hurts them, that's when Yahweh can start bringing the kingdom. That's when everything can start coming and Pastor can start fulfilling his dreams, because it's possible. But like the scripture says, we're a bunch of stiff-necked and rebellious people who don't think before we speak, and we end up hurting each other. But once we stop that, then Pastor's potential that he sees in us, he sees it, it's there. We just have to think, and then we can bring it out. That's what the honey and butter's for, to help you think. I remember Pastor saying a while ago, he said, go to the least person, the person you think is least in the house of Yahweh, and acknowledge them. Now, someone told me a story just a couple of nights ago. She said, after Pastor said that, she went to a woman, and she said to the person, she said, "Shalom, so-and-so, I love you." And the person just broke down and started crying. And she looks at her and she goes, "Why are you crying? What's wrong?" And the person's just like, "No one's ever told me that before." And she was, what, 50-something years old? And no one had ever told her that in her whole life. We need to take out the rank in our minds of who's least in the house of Yahweh. Remember that everyone here should be treated. Praise Yahweh. Remember that we need to treat everyone with the same respect. We're going to talk to a head judge very respectfully. We need to do the same to our sisters in the house of Yahweh. That's how we need to treat everybody. Pastor tells us that many times. He says everyone who comes through these gates need to be treated like royalty. Every single one of us need to be treated like royalty. Praise Yahweh. So be careful what you say to others. When you're going to say something to somebody, stop and think of them as a queen. What are you going to say to Queen so-and-so or Queen so-and-so? What are you going to say to her? Stop and think and be careful. Use your words wisely. And with that, can we please play the video?
A journey. With a single step, a journey does begin. A while on this path, it's important to look within. Everybody matters, so treat all that you see, whether they're big or small, as though they're royalty. You may not get respect from everyone you meet, but you can be the one helping another to their feet. Just a simple smile could bright up one's day. takes one to start the cycle. It's contagious, I hear them say. There will always be people who try to tear you down. Choose to not let it affect you. Don't let them see you frown. The higher up position a person does hold, the greater the servant the story has told. We're traveling together this straight and narrow road, working to become like people try to, like fine gold. With a single step, a walk becomes our journey. And on this path, it's our choice how we write our story.
With that, if you'll all please stand, please give a warm welcome to our next speaker. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Please be seated. Okay, so today I'd like to talk to you about a topic that is very amazing. And who has taught it to be so amazing is Overseer Israel Hawkins. So if you'll all turn over to Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16, and that's on page 551. It says, search out the book of Yahweh, the book of Yahweh, and read, not one of these will be neglected. For it is written, Yahweh is their shepherd, they shall not want. For his mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Now, I went to the June 2014 Prophetic Word magazine, and as you can see, it says, the book of Yahweh, it's back and here to stay. That's my title, by the way. And on page one, Pastor opens up and he says, the book of Yahweh. My dear friends, the book of Yahweh is back and it's here to stay. So what is the book of Yahweh? The great prophet Isaiah was inspired to write what we just read. And remember, in all the studies, you must remember it was always originally called the book of Yahweh by all the inspired prophets of Yahweh. It was never called the Bible. It was never called the King James Version. It was always called the book of Yahweh, just like Yahweh's work was always called what? The house of Yahweh. Okay, so I was just listening to Pastor last night on a sermon, and he said, we can now read the words of the prophets, the words of the apostles, the words of Yahshua Messiah in these last days, and he's teaching us, and these words are also being explained. Now, we know that the book of Yahweh was taken away, right? And the Catholic Church thought that they could, their Holy Roman Empire would just rule the world and they could burn all the books and we wouldn't have the book of Yahweh anymore. But Pope Francis, you won't be able to take this book of Yahweh away. This book of Yahweh is here to stay forever. And I just want to show it to you. I don't think anybody else in the world has a Bible like this. We are the only ones who have the purple royal book of Yahweh. And in Matithia 24:14, it shows that Overseer Israel Hawkins is bringing this joyous message to the entire world in these last days. And this is one of the greatest miracles of all. And at this time, we have a song. And if you can, everyone please stand and we'll sing it.
Started with Abel, but the greatest miracles revealed. The prophecies are now unsealed, revealing Yahweh's finished plan, taught at Abel by Abel. Come and experience the truly great miracles foretold coming to pass in these last days. At the set appointments, holy convocations, the holy Sabbath of Father Yahweh. The greatest miracle of all is the great book of Yahweh.
Yahweh, and just you may be seated. And remember, this is the overseer Israel Hawkins quote: Yahweh does things you wouldn't believe under circumstances you couldn't imagine. And I want to leave you with that thought and think about what a great miracle the Book of Yahweh is, that it's back and it's here to stay. And with this, if you'll all please stand, I'm going to turn over to Deaconess Naomi.
Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. If you'll all please turn to Psalms 118, verse 24. It says, "This is the day which Yahweh has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Today, we're going to talk about thinking positively and the benefits that come from having this type of thinking. Who wants to be just like Yahweh? Yes, we all do. Please turn to Jeremiah 29, verse 11. "For I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, says Yahweh, thoughts of peace and not of destruction, to give you the future you hope for." Yahweh is the ultimate example of a positive thinker. So now we're going to see a video on the benefits of thinking positively. Could you please play the video?
Think positive.
Entire water of the sea can't sink a ship unless it gets inside of the ship. Similarly, negativity of the world can't put you down unless you allow it to get inside you.
Positive thoughts generate positive feelings and attract positive life experiences.
When I smile, I feel better.
One small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day.
I think I can. I think I can. I know I can.
Think positive. Say to yourself every morning, "Today is a great day. I'm going to make someone laugh today. I will make the most of my day."
You can! You can do it!
Next time you're stressed, take a step back. Inhale and laugh. Remember who you are and why you're here. You're never given anything in this world you can't handle. Be strong. Be flexible. Love yourself and love others. Always remember, just keep moving forward.
What's done is done. What's gone is gone. One of life's lessons is always move on. It's okay to look back and think on fond memories, but keep moving forward. Think positive.
Always end the day with a positive thought. No matter how hard things were, tomorrow's a fresh opportunity to make it better.
Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Psalm 23.
Think positive. For example, I fell down the stairs today and thought, "Wow, I sure fell down those stairs fast."
Think positive.
Praise Yahweh. I know we can think positively and become just like Yahweh. I want to thank the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael Abel Hawkins, for giving me the opportunity to speak before you all today. It was truly an honor. And now I'll turn it over to the next speaker.
Shalom, everyone. You can be seated. Okay, now, Pastor has told us before that we are all going to be receiving the position that Yahweh wants to give us together. So the only way we can do that is by right now working together. Now, I'm going to go over a few examples of what comes when we're not working together in unity, and then the positive of being in unity. Now, every one of us have been given different positions in Yahweh's house. And yes, we should be thankful for those positions, but we should also respect and accept the positions others have been given. which means we wouldn't be trying to take that from them, maybe by saying things that aren't true about them, or spreading rumors about people and their families, or going around that person that has the authority and saying, I was just trying to help, but really we were usurping the authority of that person. Now, like I said earlier, Yahweh has given us these positions. They come from Him. So when we try to take them from other people, what are we saying to Yahweh? Now, another example of what can cause disunity is assuming things. We shouldn't assume the worst of any person, but see the potential that Yahweh sees, because Yahweh was seeing the potential in all of us because He brought us here to see that we and know that we could grow. And we should also see that in each other. And realize that it's not our place to assume anything about anyone, and definitely not report anything based only on assumption. Because for sure, assumption would not hold up on the sea of glass. Now, when it comes to how we treat people, everyone makes a choice to leave or give up, or makes a choice to stay. But we can help them make that choice by what we say about them, by how we treat them. We have to be very careful because we all have our own test, and we don't always know what someone is going through at any time. Our words affect people a lot, and so let's make it positive about each other instead of negative. But we can turn this around. Instead of wasting our time thinking negatively about people or how you don't like them, or trying to come up with the next rumor to spread or whatever it might be, we can spend that time thinking of righteous ways we can get along with that person and change our thoughts so that if we are in a situation where we want to say something negatively, we won't, because we would have already changed our thoughts into positive ones. Now, everything that I've mentioned so far are just a few things that can destroy unity among us, but it doesn't have to be that way. We can come together, we can mind our own business, we can speak about each other, and always, no matter who it is or what time, always build each other up. Now, true unity is being 100% in unity with Yahweh's laws. When we are all focused on our own personal walk with Yahweh and put 100% effort into being in unity with Yahweh's laws, then we will be in unity with each other. And we all know that familiar scripture in Hebrews 10:24, where it says, let us urge one another on to our love and righteous works. When we truly do this for each other, there will be no room for assumptions, false rumors, usurping authority, or anything negative. Pastor has been urging each of us to draw closer to Yahweh. And Yahweh says that we can do it. It's up to each of us to choose to be Yahweh to each other. Now, I'm going to play a quick video. And as it's playing, I want you to think about each one of us have a choice, whether we are stumbling blocks for each other or whether we take steps into becoming unity with each other. So can I please have my video?
Blocks or steps. There are many stumbling blocks that fill our day, be it actions, dealings, or even words we say. Many times we may not even realize the pain and sadness we give each other through our replies. We need to work together. We're all on the same boat. One's no better than the other, so no need to gloat. Remember to be uplifting and encourage one another. Be the reason that one grows, not the reason that they smother. Inside we are all striving, our positions we await. Together we will receive it if we eliminate the hate. All this fighting and slandering doesn't have to be. If we truly loved each other, from this we would be free. It's time to get our act together. It's our last opportunity. It's time we get our act together and come into unity. One body, one house, one big family. Peace, joy, and love is all you will see. To bring this about, we must all look within, strive for perfection, and sin never again.
Okay, thank you. Now, in conclusion, remember, it's our choice on what we decide, but we should only desire for each of us to make it in Yahweh's kingdom in unity forever. And with this, I'll turn it over to the next speaker.
Shalom, you may be seated. How did you show love for someone today? Did you help as children's monitor? Help serving the concession stand? Did you help spray feet? Did you help guard the house of Yahweh? Did you teach a class? Did you smile and say shalom to others? Were you obedient to your authority? Did you attend a class? If you answer yes to any of the above, then you showed someone you love them. The way we show love to others in the house of Yahweh is by serving one another. Yeshua told us that the greatest commandments are love Yahweh and love your neighbor. Positive law number 3 says love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, and might. How do we love Yahweh? We love Yahweh by keeping his laws. Positive law number 206 says love your neighbor as yourself. How do you love your neighbor? We shall love for our neighbors by treating them the way we want to be treated and serving them on the Sabbath day. Let's remember a few scriptures on love Yahweh's way. May I please have my presentation?
Love is patient and is kind. Love is not jealous. Love is not boastful, is not puffed up with pride.
Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, kindness, righteousness, the faith, meekness, gentleness, humility, temperance, self-control. Such things are not against any law.
1 Corinthians 13:13. But now, these three things endure: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Thank you. Today and every day, let's give love to others willingly, pleasantly, and peacefully. Consider, how do you show love Yahweh's way? Let's be in unity and never run out of love Yahweh's way. I would like to thank the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kohen Yisrael Abel Hawkins, for giving me the opportunity to speak to you today. Please stand and welcome the next speaker.
Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. Are you enjoying the presentation so far? Praise Yahweh. So today I'm going to be talking about coming out of the world. Yahweh has called all of us here out of the world, and he's still calling many people at this time, to come to his house, learn his laws, and become a part of his royal family. Now, Pastor has been telling us that coming out of the world is not just coming from the world and sitting in the sanctuary. It's also something you have to do in your mind. In order to fully come out of the world, we have to pull our mind out from the lusts of the world. We have to focus all of our mind on the work, on overcoming, and becoming a part of his family. We have to focus on becoming teachers of peace, just like Pastor sees all of us can do. So to learn everything that he's teaching us so we can teach the 2 billion that are coming. Coming out of the world means not having our minds on the lusts of the world. The world doesn't focus on the right things. They focus on money, on what they can do to build themselves up. And that shouldn't be in the house of Yahweh. We should focus our minds on doing the work and building each other up, like our previous speaker said. Taking our mind off of whatever may be pulling us back into the world. May it be TV shows, music, worldly family, anything that is pulling our minds back into the world, we have to separate ourselves from that. So there can be nothing that allows us to go back or causes us to go back. Like the future priest showed us, the dog returning to their vomit. That's what Yahweh sees whenever we go back to the world. So if we focus on becoming teachers of righteousness and overcoming all of our sin, if we focus on the goal that of making it to the kingdom and overcoming all sin, then we can fully come out of the world. And may I please have my video? Remember that Yahweh is calling us out of the world to be a part of his royal family, and it's our choice if we take that calling or if we throw it away. And with that, I'll turn over to the next speaker.
Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. Now, how many of you are ready for the Feast of Passover? Just to be exact, we have 49 days left, okay? But how do we know when is the Feast of Passover? So I have a question for you. What are the two things we have to see before Passover? Yes, the green ears of barley and the first new moon. Now, in Numbers 28:17, it says, on the fifth day of the new moon is the feast. Unleavened bread must be eaten for 7 days. So 15 days after we've sighted the new moon, then it's the Feast of Passover. It's not only just to come to the feast, but it's also to come and rejoice at the feast. But who said there wasn't going to be tests? Of course there's going to be tests, especially, you know, before preparing, koshering, and things like that. But that's why we had to think about what the feast means to us and what is the main thing or what do we enjoy most about the feast. And there's many things we do at the feast. There's so much, there's classes and we're constantly learning, and there's so much that we can't even fit it in one day. And, you know, there's also a lot of jobs and work that we can get involved in to serve one another. And even though you're busy or we are busy, don't forget to enjoy the feast. And with this, can I have my video?
Are you ready for the feast so your knowledge and understanding may increase? Not like the world that puts their mind on freedom. Here you will learn Yahweh's great wisdom. Peace, joy, and love are far as seems, but Yahweh makes come true every righteous dream. Searching for answers, this is the place where the truth cannot be erased. Working together is something we all treasure. That's why every feast gets better and better. Of wonderful excitement, but most of all is seeing the accomplishments.
Praise Yahweh. And like what I said earlier, we will be tested, but in the end, we will get to see all the things that we've accomplished. And with this, I'll turn it over to Dignus Alma.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. Okay, so today we're going to talk about me. Now, not literally me, but everyone in the world is a me, okay? So today I want you to think of me. Many times we take things for granted, be it big or small. Sometimes we're not even aware of it, and we make comments and we complain. You know, I want to do this, I don't want to do that. I like this, I don't like that. And many times we end up doing this, But what we should do is think of me. For example, we should be glad to be a part of the House of Yahweh and be glad to be able to be here in Abilene, Texas, sitting in the sanctuary. And we should be glad to be able to see Pastor in person, because there's many men, women, and children all around the world that would love to come here but can't. They're being held back by Pharaoh in these last days. We could all learn to be thankful, think about what we have, what we can do, count our blessings, and be thankful for it, because there's always a me who has it worse. If we want to complain, how about we complain about the sins of this world? You know, these wars, these fightings, the injustices that's taking place. Change that. Let go of the pettiness we have with each other and all the other stuff some of the teachers mentioned before, too. Don't complain about the clothes you have or that you don't have. You know, be thankful you even have clothes to wear. Some don't. And don't complain about the food that's being served, because you should be thankful for it, because many have none. So the list could continue. I know there's probably other things popping in your mind. But now I have a video that has a message in itself. So if with that, can I have the video, please?
Think of me. Music is too loud. Children make too much noise. With all of this, you say you are annoyed. The deaf say, think of me. This dish is too salty. This one you have burned. No, I will not eat it, for by now you should have learned. The hungry say, think of me. You're too tired to hold the baby, too tired to give a hug. But when all alone, you want to cuddle up and snug. The armless say, think of me. I ran around outside, I drove to the store, tending your every need, I want to do no more. The crippled say, think of me. This house is ugly, this one is too small, this one will not do, for I don't like the hall. The homeless say, think of me. You say that your job does not pay you enough. You make thousands of dollars and you think you've got it rough. The poor say, think of me. Always complaining you want to go someplace new. To see many different things is on your list to do. The blind say, think of me. Physically abusing or mentally with words, using your strength inappropriately, truly disturbs. The abused say, think of me. Wanting something that's not yours, or revenge on a man, not thinking twice, you pull the trigger with your own hand. The parents say, think of me. Always joking around about aches and pains, making fun of the feeble as if it were a game. The sick say, think of me. You want to go out and have a little fun, yet the responsibility of a baby you do shun. The unwanted say, think of me. You're quick to judge and lock people away, not based on the truth, but on hearsay. The innocent say, think of me. When you give it thought, you see, we're all the same, yet you focus on appearance and never feel ashamed. The nations say, think of me. You say, kill the so-called bad. Give them misery. I don't care how it's done. But if it was you, you disagree. The tortured say, think of me. Because of your lust, because of your greed, there's hundreds of bloodshed every day in the streets. The victims of war say, think of me.
So there are many who would like to be able to do this and that, you know, but they can't because due to many reasons. So we should be able to learn and be thankful and teach our children to be thankful too. I remember Pastor just told us last week, and you can get that sermon again because it was a really great sermon as always, but he was telling us to let's learn to sympathize with others. You know, so let's make that our challenge for life. Not just for this week, let's make it for our life to sympathize with others. And remember, next time you have it rough or you think that you just had enough, remember, there's always someone saying, think of me. And with that, I would like to turn it over to the next speaker.
continue your learning today. Please keep your pens and papers ready.
I'm sorry. You're not supposed to be up here. Can you just have a seat right here, young lady? I don't understand. Children should be seen and not heard.
Here's your mail, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, mail. Junk mail. Junk mail. A bill. Prophetic word. I'll read that later. A newsletter. I can get to that. Golden Oil Sweepstakes. You could be a winner. Hurry, open. Oh, wow. Ah, I could be rich. Oh, I'm so excited. I don't understand what this means. Please be seated. The title of my speech today is, Who Are the Fools? Who are the Fools? Now, I'd like the children to help me in this a little bit, if you can help me participate, because you have to learn how to spot a fool. Every time you hear me say the word fool, I want you to raise your hand. A quiet hand. Okay? Now, I want to start by telling everybody what Pastor said in the Book of Israel, number 2, on page 20. This is a long time ago, and he said, A deaconess came to my office this morning and had some poke salad seed. And I got to thinking about how much of this seed would actually survive if you just threw it out on the ground. This is what the sower does. This is an example that he gives. Well, first, the birds come along and they eat up a little bit. And if it doesn't take root or they don't get covered with dirt, they can't take root and the sun scorches them and they're dead. They're dead. So many things can occur to those seeds to keep almost all of them from surviving. I want you to think about that. It can actually keep all the seeds from surviving. And I thought about, when I read on here what Pastor said, he said, this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. Yahweh has put us to every test. How many of you have been tested? Wow, great. Glad I'm not the only one. We've been tested, and Pastor says, only the ones who will apply themselves and overcome every spot and wrinkle are going to survive. Now, that's a pretty, you think of that word survive. That's not just like, hey, you know, skipping down life, you know, maybe. Survival. Survival means you really have to do everything within your power to stay alive. Survival. And Pastor's saying only those who will apply themselves and overcome are going to survive for this kingdom. He says that's what he's trying to show you here with the sower. This is what the kingdom of heaven is like. So now, when you're being tested and tried, is it something we should take lightly? By no means. We have to strive. I mean, this is like survival mode. You've heard of survival mode? We have to get the survival gear on. This is it. I have an acronym here that I want to show everybody, my first one. And it's for fool. It's for the word fool. Are you spotting the fools, children? Fool. And the acronym I came up with here is forsaking the oil of life. Forsaking the oil of life. What is the oil of life? You can just yell it out. The laws. Now, in the Book of Israel, chapter 13, chapter 2, it says in verse 69, Pastor says, I've set before you life by righteousness. Of course, the righteousness is coming into unity with Yahweh by keeping his laws, this oil, okay? He doesn't hide what he believes. Yahweh does not hide what he believes at all. He puts it out in writing for you. He says, this is it. This will work. This will bring peace. It'll stop war. It'll stop sickness and disease. Well, any fool could see that. The scientists even know that if we stop doing these things, and they're admitting it now, sodomy's causing a lot of health disasters. Spotting a fool. The book of Israel 12, chapter 1, verse 89, Pastor says, well, in Luke 24, verse 25, turn there, he says, I've got to show you one more thing. He says, you're a fool if you don't believe the one sent, if you don't believe all that the prophets have spoken. That's what these signs are about that we're seeing. Now, I want to bring your mind to something back, you know, because if we've fallen into the pattern of becoming a fool, children, if we've fallen into the pattern of becoming a fool, I want to remind you of what Pastor said in the book of Israel, number 2. I love the book of Israel, number 2. If I could just stand up here and read that whole thing for you all day, I would. And Pastor said, you were so joyous when you found the house of Yahweh. Do you remember that, you big old people? Do you remember how joyous you were when you found the house of Yahweh? You know, and you said, wow, I've been deceived all this time. I'm not supposed to be doing the whole Christmas thing. I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm not supposed to. You mean I can have salvation if I do this instead of that? And we left becoming fools. And we started to learn how to keep Yahweh's laws and get this golden oil, apply ourselves, overcome. The tests and trials came. Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we're tested with one another. Sometimes we just, you know, the heat, the scorching, whatever it occurs, and we start to get tired. You know, the root of bitterness might take hold. You have a problem with maybe something someone said, something someone did, something the way some lady might have looked at you, the way you thought they looked at you, whatever it may be. And the root of bitterness grows and it chokes. And then pretty soon you're one of those seeds that's just gone. Sisters, we have to say to Satan, Satan, I am here to stay. Get behind me. Doesn't matter who you get to come up and look at me funny or talk to me funny or do some funny thing to me or say some funny thing to me or try to get me to leave my place. Satan, darling, I am here to stay. No, it doesn't matter what I think somebody did to me. And you know, one great Kohana brought a really great law class this past week, and she talked about how that it's our perception. So I would like for you to raise your hand if you're a fool. But I got you there because even the children are like, well, I'm not raising my hand. She said it, but great job. Great job. How many of you would lay down your crown because somebody said something to you that you didn't like? How many of you would lay down your crown because somebody did something to you that you didn't like? How many of you would lay down your crown and throw away everything that you've earned here because of anything that they could do, say, think, or whatever to you? Great! None of you raised your hand, but on a daily basis, some of us lay down our crowns. And we run because of what we think someone said, what we think somebody did, what we think their intention was. Remember what we're going to say to Satan. Satan, darling, I'm here to stay. Now, I've been reading the study guide lately. Quite an intriguing book. And in the back of this intriguing book, there is an outline on the booklets. Well, I came and stumbled across the Nuclear War, Is It Really Coming? And it talked about all the things our pastor's bringing out now that I hear people saying, isn't that awesome how he's bringing out about the two trees and how we were spread abroad? And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute, I've heard that somewhere before. So in the Nuclear War booklet, Pastor brought out in the outline here, it says, the government of Yahweh, the choice of life and death, the laws of Yahweh, the mixture of the two trees, the Nimrod establishment, how that they're actually going to bring war through trying to bring peace. I mean, really, it's all here for us. Everything that Pastor's bringing out now has always been here. He talked about the first peace society organized in 1815. What year are we in now? 1815. They first tried to establish peace. We're in 2015 now. You know, they're having a hard time with the... But there's only 613 ways, and they could get this done if they would just submit to a pastor who's bringing out the warnings. Yahweh brought out the first warning through Adam, the second one through Moshe, and the third one is us right now through the prophetic word. Now, I have another acronym. Okay? It's my last one. And it's for fool. Fool. Okay. It's for fool, and it's falling out of line. But there's another one there. Fruits of our own labor. Fruits of our...
Excuse me.
You again? Yes, ma'am?
I know what the opposite of fool is.
You know what the opposite of fool is? What is it?
Wise. I have an acronym, too.
She has an acronym, too.
Wanting ignorance stopped eternally.
Wanting ignorance stopped eternally.
Wow.
Where did you learn that?
From the greatest teacher in the world. I found these. Someone just threw them away.
Someone just threw them away. Wow.
As it says, look, Daniel 12, verse 3. And those who are wise will shine as the brightness of the heavens, and those who turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You know what? I think that we need to put an end to being a fool and turn and become wise and turn many to righteousness. And we have a great example. Let's really get our young ones involved in these classes. Let's really push them to be those teachers of righteousness. And us old people, we can turn many to righteousness too. All we got to do is follow their lead. Praise Yahweh. And with this, I'd like to turn it over to the next speaker. Praise Yahweh.
Excellent speech, right? Okay, hold on. Hold on 1 second. I'll do something very quickly. Hold on, okay? Note to self, request from office never to speak after head judge again. Hard act to follow. Agreed? Where's Yahweh? You may be seated. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Today I am here to speak about two things, carrots and rice. You're probably thinking, man, she finally gone and lost it. I am thinking that too. What does carrots and rice have to do with the laws of Yahweh, with a speech, right? I am not going to cook a meal or share a recipe. No. But hold on and we'll get right there. How many of us have heard of the idiom, carrot on a stick? This idiom, the carrot on a stick. How many of us? Show your hands. Come on. Yes, we have heard it. We have heard it. All. Overseer Israel Hawkins have mentioned it a few times in his speeches. But what does it mean? What does it mean? It means the carrot on a stick approach means you will work hard to complete a particular job or task to obtain a reward. The carrot on the stick being the reward, the carrot. But in our particular situation, our carrot is what? I get an old-ish. Yes, the kingdom of Yahweh. That is our kingdom and our carrot on a stick. But we need to stay on the straight and narrow path to obtain this reward, the kingdom. We can see that in Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. To obtain this carrot, we must try to overcome negative words. Negative words. Everybody hopped on it already this morning. To ourselves and towards others. How many of us have ever experienced this, negative words? Who ever gone through it? Yes, majority of us. We are our own worst critic. Our words carry enormous weight, more than we sometimes think. For many, many years, it affects us, it hurts us. It can impact ourselves and others for a very long time, either negatively or positively. Words can either encourage us or make us want to give up. Anyone here want to give up? That was your cue to say no. Now, I would like some assistance. Okay, I have a question, and I want some assistance. Okay? Right. Can I please have a few volunteers stand up and tell me some words that they have heard that were negative, but you have to change it. You have to give the negative way plus the positive way. Any brave souls? Oh, I have a blessed one here. Yes, Deaconess, to the front.
Well, if somebody were to call me, or if I was to call somebody and I said, hey, I have a flat tire,
mm-hmm.
you know, I wouldn't want to get the response back saying, sounds like a personal problem. You know, what do you want me to do about it?
Sounds like a personal problem. How can I do about it? Okay, what you should have said in that situation then?
What I should have said would have been like, let me see what I can do to help you or see if I can find someone to help you.
Excellent. Anyone else on the panel of women? Any brave ones? Okay. Go for it.
One thing that I know I struggle with is I'm so tired of all this.
Oh, I am tired.
And a positive way to look at that is I choose to find joy in my work.
Excellent. Anyone else? Come on. Okay, the lady in the third row who is standing.
Well, this one is, I myself just always use this phrase, whatever.
Yes, whatever.
I always use that, whatever.
So how can you change it?
I can see what you're talking about.
Okay, we can work with that. Excellent. Anyone else? Deaconess down there with her hands raised. Straight down to the back, right there. Deaconess Yasha.
If you're asked to do something and you say, I'll try, to me it means forget it. And to turn that around says, yes, ma'am, I will do my best.
I will do my best. Okay, I saw Kohana right here in the front in a black jacket.
Now, if something is going on that you don't like, you might be thinking to yourself, oh, she makes me so mad. But what you can do to change that, you can say, no one makes me mad. It's a choice, and I've chosen to be positive.
Excellent. Give her a hand. And I saw that Kohana there. Try her.
You might be hesitant to make a recommendation because you think that your ideas may not be accepted. And you might say, well, what's the use in speaking with her? She never listens to me anyway. Well, you can change it around.
Right.
By saying, I will speak to her as I always do and allow her to make a decision.
Crazy Yahweh. Excellent. Okay, moving on. We all must realize that words are powerful and they can hurt, right? Let's see what Yahweh says about negative words. Please turn quickly to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Let no corrupt communication, peoples, foul language, evil word proceed out of your mouth, but that which is righteous for the necessary upbuilding of the house of Yahweh, that it may minister blessings to the hearers. No corrupt communication. Okay, let's move quickly over to Proverbs chapter 18, found on page 507, verse 21, and it says, "Death or life is in the power of the tongue. A man will eat the fruits of his tongue he chooses." In the side note, it says, "By the tongue, either righteousness or evil comes forth." Yes, that mighty tongue that wags all day. Okay. Numerous studies have been done on the power of words, whether it be negative or positive. So now we are going on to the rice. This shows the negative effect of words. An experiment was done using rice. What occurred? A person took two jars, they took rice, boiled it, and they put equal amounts in each jar, right? So what the person did, they labeled the jar, jar A and jar B. Jar A was labeled with positive words, such as, "I am joyful, I am patient, I am loved, I am needed." Jar B, on the other hand, was labeled with negative words. "I am angry, I don't like that." So the person put the rice in two separate spots in their house. But the spot they put it was frequented. So every time someone from the household passed the jar, they had to read the words to the jar. They spoke to the rice. Okay, are you all interested to see what's the result? Okay, can I have my slide, please? Look at it. Jar A, after 7 days, it was creamy, nice, still edible. Jar B, what do you see? What? Mold. It was stinky and smelly. That's the power of our words. You see how much it can change us and hurt us and stuff? Yes. Do we think of this when we rashly say something or think negative about our own selves? No. Our words can hurt. This is just a physical way of showing it. Jar A, jar B. Which one would you want to be? Jar A or jar B? Hey, I want to be A too. Always remember, sisters, the carrot on the stick, our reward, our end reward, the kingdom of Yahweh. Father Yahweh has chosen each and every one of us today, right? He called us out from the sin-sick world to do what? To come and say something negative? No, he did not. He called us here to be a part of this work, to work together in unity, to build each other up and to build yourself up also. Praise Yahweh. Closing in, for my last reading, I would like to read from the second book of Israel, "He Who Rules as Yahweh, Going on to Perfection," found on page 11. Pastor Israel Hawkins writes, "Mankind is created so that his nature can be changed." We can change. "His character can be built, or it can go down. Either way, a man who is determined to follow Yahweh's law can actually change his nature or the way he determines to walk and live." Mighty words, powerful words. It was my privilege to speak before you today. I really enjoyed it. I will not speak behind Head Judge Tanner anymore. And I'll turn it over to the next speaker.
Shalom. Head Judge, please be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. The title of my speech today is STOW, S-T-O-W. And we'll get back to a minute what that means, but I just want you to keep that in your mind. And today I just want to remind you of some words that our overseer said. And I want to read from the 13th book of Yisroel, it's the purple one, on page 114. Now this is actually from the Feast of Tabernacles, okay? And it's verse 53. And our great overseer says, if you have a gripe, don't show it on your face. Y'all remember this sermon? It's coming back to you, isn't it? Prove that you're a grown-up. Prove that you're an adult. Prove that you're a righteous person. Smile, even though you're hating to smile. And, you know, that's what's so amazing about our great overseer, because he is very quick to point out our shortcomings, right? He is quick to tell us where we're falling short, but he's also just as quick to give us a solution. He doesn't just throw problems out there at us. He gives us solutions. And that's what he says right here in this. He said, smile even though you're hating to smile. He said, go to the closet, lock yourself in, and tell Yahweh what you've got to gripe about. But make sure nobody outside hears it. Are y'all remembering this now? Yeah. And do you remember this feast, though? We all worked so hard that feast. I remember it so clearly, because you'd go to say something and you'd be like, oh, I need to go to my closet now. Do you remember that? We did that whole feast. But then the feast ends, and daily life takes over, and the daily grind comes back, and we forget these teachings. And we forget because, you know, it's so easy to whine and complain about things. It is the easiest thing in the world to do. We could start right here, right now, today, and complain nonstop, 24/7, until the Feast of Passover, and we still would not run out of things to complain about. And, you know, the great deaconess before with her video, you know, there are so many things we can complain about. But what we really need to stop and think, has our complaining ever drawn us closer to Yahweh? Has our complaining ever solved the problem at hand? You know, It's not like we can just sit down, I'm going to complain for 10 minutes and then my problem's solved and I'm on my way. It never has. It's never drawn us close to Yahweh. And we need to stop and think about these things, because we have to be the ones with the solutions. We have to be the ones solving these problems right now. Complaining about a problem is not solving it. It's not finding a solution to it. Whining about how miserable we are, has that ever made our day better? I'm just going to be so miserable. Woohoo. It's never made our day better. And you know, our overseer, he's so wise, because he tells us these things. And it's time that we start finding solutions. And one of the biggest things, like almost every speaker has said today, it's been so amazing, the way we treat one another. We've got to treat one another with kindness, with respect. Because just think about it for a minute, what it would feel like, you know, I can't be nice to you. I am busy becoming perfect. Come on. I'm trying to be perfect here. Leave me alone. Come on. It's the way we treat one another. They'll know us by the love we have for one another. And our overseer here, he goes on to say, I want to repeat what he said, go to your closet and tell Yahweh what you've got to gripe about. But make sure nobody outside hears it, and your Father will hear you in secret, and he'll reward you with a repentant mind. So you can come back and face your child or your head with a smile on your face. And he even says right here, he says a smile, a real smile, not a, I love you. Y'all, I bless you. No, a real smile. And he says, smile, make your children, make your heads feel wonderful. You know, that is such an easy thing to do. You know, you can see someone and their face lights up in a smile, and no matter what you're struggling with, it makes it just a little better, doesn't it? It is such an easy thing. And we praise Yahweh. And we've got to remember, our overseer gave us this solution, and we are grown-ups. We can put smiles on our face, and we can do what we need to do. In Philippians 4:4, it says to rejoice in Yahweh always. Rejoice in Yahweh always, not just when it's easy, not just when things are going our way, but rejoice in Yahweh always. And you know, the funny thing is, when you get up in the morning and you set your mind, I am going to be joyful today, it makes the day go just a little bit better. The tests are still there. They're not going anywhere. They're still there, but it makes it just a little bit easier to deal with, right? And like our overseer said, put a smile on and make other people feel wonderful. Make your children feel wonderful. Make your heads feel wonderful. Because you know what? Okay, I got a secret for y'all. Okay, come on. Get in. I don't want anybody who may be hanging out over there to hear. Okay, come on. Our heads are being tested too. Keep it down. Our heads are being tested too. And you know, we have the power within us to make their lives miserable. We do. Okay? Hey now. But we also have it within us to build them up, to help them, to make their lives easier. Praise Yahweh. And our children also, you know, our children are being tested too. They struggle too. And we have to build them up and we have to teach them. You can be tested and still rejoice. You can be tested and not be miserable and not bring misery to other people. That's on us to teach our children that. And, you know, I just want to end our overseer in the last part of this sermon, he said, be thankful that Yahweh set his house up and that the gates of hell will not prevail against us. Praise Yahweh. And we have an adversary who wants to bring us down, but you know what? We can smile because we know that Yahweh's going to win. He's going to win. Praise Yahweh. And so I want to end with back to the title of my speech, Stow. Okay, I got this from a very dear friend of mine. I know we're all familiar with the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program, acronym STOP, right? We're all very familiar with that. So this is just a supplement to go along with it. Because we are going to, from now on, we are going to stop, we are going to think, we are going to consider our options before we whine about everything, right? Yes, that's what we're going to do. And we're going to smile. And, you know, we're the most blessed people on the face of the earth. And our overseer tells us that every week. And these aren't just empty words he's throwing out there. He's trying to get us to understand. We need to understand. We have a great job to do, and we have to do it with a smile. And I do pray Yahweh will bless you all, and I'll turn it over to our next speaker.
Shalom. You may be seated. I brought the wrong notes. Stupid, stupid, stupid. I am so stupid. I can't do anything right. I never get it right. If I do, it's wrong. If I don't, it's wrong. I'm just tired. I'm tired, tired, tired. I knew when I went to bed last night that I was going to get up this morning and be sick and tired. And I am. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Even the birds aren't up. I go fix breakfast. Everybody else is sleeping. It's just not right. Do you think it's right? No. And then in comes the other people. And Kohana Tanya comes in, and she's all joyous and smiling. Oh, shalom. Nobody can be that joyous all the time. Joyous people are so annoying. I mean, they really get on your last nerve. I'm not going to make it anyway. I know I'm not. I can't study. I fall asleep when I try to study. I get on the internet to go to the house of Yahweh, and then this movie pops up. Next thing you know, I'm watching it. Well, you know, I need a break. I need to veg out once in a while and get all this stuff off my mind. I know I'm not going to make it. I might as well just give up. What's the use? Sisters, Do you ever, ever have any of these thoughts? I have. I used to have them, like I said before, when Pastor wrote the character education self-control book for me and made me realize how evil my thoughts were, that I didn't even know who I was. I realized how negative I was. Sisters, these are toxic thoughts. They will kill us. They will kill us physically. They will kill us spiritually. Or maybe both. But they will kill you. In the self-control unit, pages 11 to 15, it tells us about these thoughts. I must have read those pages 1,000 times because it explains what they are and how to overcome them. They cause disease and they cause death. Proverbs 23:7 says, as she thinks, she is, right? However we think, that's what we are. And in Proverbs 27:19, it says, as a face is reflected in water, a woman's mind reflects that woman. So if we have negative thoughts, which all of us do at some point, but do we focus on them? Do we concentrate on them? Do we keep them in our mind and contemplate them and go over, yeah, I am tired. Man, I'm tired. I'm really tired. I want to tell you a way I found that helped me to overcome some of them. And for one thing, first I want you to just all kind of slump down in your chair and say, I am so tired. I mean, seriously, I am sick and tired. This is the worst day of my life. Okay, sit up straight. Put a smile on your face, like the Kohana said, Pastor said. This is the best day of my life. I feel awesome. It is so great to be in the house. You feel it? You feel the energies change? That's all we have to do. Pastor, remember in his sermons, he's told us so many times, when you have a problem in your mind or whatever, picture in your mind how you're going to replace it. When that negative thought or action comes, bring in that positive. He had all those songs written so we could bring something like that in. But it's hard to do sometimes. So now when that negative thought comes, I stop and I say to myself, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to change. I can change. Yahweh, help me change. And then I come back with the positive thought because we have to. Now, we have choices. We can have negative thoughts. And this is how we'll end up looking. And I've looked this way myself many times, believe me. Or we can have positive thoughts, and we'll look like this. And I'm sure we'd all rather look like this, especially jumping up in the air like that would be nice. So I want you to think about Yahshua and Pastor when they were going through their horrible test. I never once heard either one of them through the scriptures or anyway say, I don't want to do this. Why do I have to do this? It's not right. Did you ever hear it? No. They did their test with dignity and honor, and they were thankful to be able to do it. And they suffered beyond anything we can ever suffer. So we have to remember. So I want to start this over, if you don't mind. And I'm going to come back. And Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Oh, I've got the wrong notes. Well, I'm going to pretend I'm Pastor. You know, when somebody misplaces his notes, he always says, I know this by heart. I don't need my notes anyway. So I don't need them notes. And I'm going to tell you right now, I choose to live my life with joy. And you know, I was so tired yesterday. So when I went to bed last night, I said, Yahweh, help me to get up in the morning and feel great. Give me that energy I need. And he did. I feel wonderful. When I got up, I felt great. I got up at 4. I love getting up at 4. I have to admit, in the beginning, I was not too pleased. 5 was okay, but 4 was pushing it. But I love getting up at 4. And I used to say to my friend all the time, you like getting up at 4? But I love it. And I go in the cafeteria, and it's quiet, and nobody's there, and it's so peaceful. And I love the cafeteria. I really love it. And then there's two ladies. They come in to help me cook breakfast. And we have so much joy that we're cooking breakfast for our brothers and sisters in the house of Yahweh, that we're serving, that we'll give them food they can go out and eat. They'll have a go out to work after they eat and have the energy. And Kohana Tanya, she comes in a little bit later, and I can count on her. If I'm down a little bit, she'll be smiling, and she won't leave me alone till I do. So having joyous people around is truly a blessing. And, you know, I'm part of the plan. I'm part of Yahweh's plan. Do you know how awesome that is? And I want to say, we got to stop looking back. We can't look back. The only time we should ever look back is to look and see how far we have come, because we've come such a long way. So, and you know, Pastor, he always says the reward's coming. And it is coming. The reward is coming. And when you get really down, or sometimes I'm just too tired to anything but sit, I can picture the reward, but I have to picture it in a practical sense because I don't have that mind that can see something that's not there yet, except that I know the kingdom is there. But I can see me out in the garden, children running all around, my children. Well, probably some of the neighbors too. Flowers blowing in the wind, the vegetables growing, and that will be when I'm on my vacation. Otherwise, I'll be busy teaching and probably in the kitchen. But you know, look forward. Have positive thoughts, because if with positive thoughts, we will be well. We will be joyous, and we'll have the reward. And with that, I turn it over to the next speaker.
And may the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Now I want to start off in Deuteronomy 16, verse 16. It says, three times a year we are to appear before Father Yahweh. And one of those feasts is the Feast of Passover of Unleavened Bread. Now in Deuteronomy 12, verses 5, Yahweh says, but you are to seek the habitation of your Father, the house of Yahweh, the place which Yahweh your Father shall choose out of all your tribes. And there he will establish his name. He will establish his name.
And there you must go. I keep this commandment. I came from Namibia to keep the feast and rejoice in the name of Yahweh. I too come from Italy, home of the Vatican, to keep a feast for Yahweh, my heavenly Father. Our neighbors invited as well. I'm from France. Je suis venu pour jouir. I am here to rejoice.
So, buddy, you know, I have been lost in the Polish country, Laos. And can I count 1, 2, 3? But now I found it. I'm here to rejoice in at Yahweh's feast.
I'm from Canada. Oh, Canada, I stand on guard for thee, the 613 laws, and I choose Mr. Not Infallible to rejoice at Yahweh's feast, Mr. Pope, and you can too.
Morgen, ich bin von Deutschland. That's also Germany, home of the famous Gutenberg Press. Come and rejoice with us. Auf Wiedersehen.
I came from a country that has the world's largest population, China. I'm here to rejoice at the great feast of Yahweh.
We have some.
Where are you from?
I have a little bit of every 12 tribes in me. Me too. We must be kin.
Does that make us Hebrew?
I am Hebrew too.
Oh, you are.
But we are here to rejoice at the feast.
Wow, that's amazing.
I left the Blarney Stone in Ireland to come to the Great Stone at Abel to keep Yahweh's feast and rejoice.
Wow. Wow, all places, all places.
Hola, I moved to Mexico to the Great House of Yahweh to come and rejoice at the feast.
I'm from Jamaica, the island that is dominated by two major Protestant religions, Yahweh has brought me all this way to rejoice at his feet. Mabuhay! From the 7,000 islands of the Philippines, I got away fast. Before the Pope curses my people. But I'm here now in the house of Yahweh to praise Father Yahweh and to keep his and to rejoice in his feet.
Privet, we are from Russia, the motherland.
And we have come here to rejoice at Yahweh's great house.
Aloha no! Please mind to the peace of Yahweh. I am from Hawaii, and I am here to rejoice at Yahweh's feet.
I am from India, a country of 8 major religions of the world, but none teaches me how to rejoice. I am here to rejoice at Yahweh's feet.
Some more sugar.
Yes. And where are you from?
I flew from over many oceans to get here, and I am here to rejoice at Yahweh's feet.
That many oceans? Wow, amazing.
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what I am, but I'm here to rejoice at Yahweh's feet.
That's all that matters. That's great. That is wonderful. Yes. Where are you from?
I'm from Ghana, and I came many, many miles to rejoice at Yahweh's feast.
Praise Yahweh. Yes, we are. We are all here from around the world, learning to rejoice at Yahweh's great feast. So come and join us for Yahweh's feast of Passover of unleavened bread. Now, I know that took longer than 2 minutes, right? That really did. But praise Yahweh. And with that, if you all please stand for our next speaker.
Shabbat shalom again, great saints. You may be seated. So now I know we've had a wonderful day, a long day. And did you enjoy your reward? And now to close, for closing remarks, we have our scripture reading. We have our scripture reading. Go ahead.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. My name is Susan Peter Teacher A. My scripture reading is about 4:18:10. The name Yahweh is the town tower. The righteous one to it and are saved. And I'd like to turn over to the next speaker.
Praise the Lord. Can I use your card? Do you have her? Our scripture reading for today, Proverbs 18:10. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous runs to it and are safe. How many of you know this scripture already? Lovely. So let's do a real quick mental test here. You ready? The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous runs to it and are safe. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Do you know it by heart now? Can you say it? Begin. Proverbs 18. Praise Yahweh. And now the message from the great last day's witness. The great last days witness has a message for us today. He said he wants us to remember we are in the last generation. Daniel 12:4, 1934. And I remembered, he said, Daniel 12:4. He was born in the year 1934. That begins, he says, the last generation, when the nuclear war was first patented in 1934. He says he wants us to remember this is the beginning of it when he was born, 1934. Remember that year. He says, remember too why we came to the house. Why did you come to Father's great house? Why did you come to Father's great house? We came to be tested. We came to be tested and to prove to great Father Yahweh we want this kingdom. We want to stay in the great house of Yahweh forever. We want this way. He said, let us remember why we are here, to prove to Father Yahweh that this is where we want to stay, in his great house. Are the tests and trials always sweet? I'm adding that part. No, they're not. But they are always for our development and our character. And it was a wonderful session we had today. And let us give a great praise Yahweh hand to all our sisters. For the marvelous opportunity that we have had to learn from the lessons and the teachings that came forth. And with that said, are you ready for your test now? Question number one. All the speakers tended to have one theme in mind. I don't think that they met with each other and said, are you talking about this or are you talking about that? I've scrambled the answer here for you, and you shout the answer to me. I'm going to say it's scrambled up now. R-O-W-D-S. Shout your answer. Words. Absolutely. So please, for this week, with our scripture reading, knowing that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, the righteous will always run to it and is safe, please be careful to stop and think of our words this week. And with this, we will end with prayer. Praise Yahweh.